If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Daryl Pass is here, the Senior Manager of Recovery Support Services at the Kenneth Young Center. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, John. How are you, sir?
Much of Daryl is here. Some of Daryl is not here. What happened?
Hey, man, just delved in and taking better care of myself. And once I started doing that, pounds just started falling off, man.
How much weight have you lost?
62 pounds.
Since I saw you last?
Yes, sir.
Which was about 10 minutes ago. Wow.
Yes.
Happy what? No, not birthday. Wait, when's your birthday?
My birthday is August 13th.
Okay. But there's another anniversary for you today. What is that?
Yes. My sobriety date is today. 13 years.
Do people who are sober remember that date?
You should. It's the date you made a decision to change your life.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you break the habit of? What were you on?
Heroin and alcohol.
Yeah. You know, there's a well. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
What's the right response to somebody when they say that I'm sober 13 years?
Here's a piece of that. This is the way I think about it. The date is my date. I don't get a pat on the back for living a healthier existence and not being a parasite to my family and society. You don't. I don't believe that.
But you're proud of this date.
I am. It doesn't mean that another individual has to be.
Yeah.
See, because, you know, when we are immersed in substances and addictive behaviors and all of those, that adversity, we're a menace. Some of us, a lot of us, are a menace. We destroy everything in our path. And I did that. So for me to make a decision to get healthy and be a better man, and trust me, it wasn't easy because I tried a couple of times before I finally got it right. We make those decisions. You're living the way you're supposed to. We weren't born to be addicted to substances and behaviors.
Do you still crave heroin or cocaine or alcohol?
Not at all. Really? I'm dying sober, man.
Really?
Not at all.
No, but that sounds like resolve. That doesn't sound like desire to me. That is, I've often thought that people who are alcoholics or drug addicts or whatever will live a sober life, but every day it's a challenge. Every day they will go, boy, if I could drink some liquor, I would, but I know I can't stop. Do you have that? You don't have that impulse?
No, I don't. And let me say this.
You're not missing it.
No, let me say this because I don't want to come off like I'm some super hero. You know, some of us, we do still have that, you know, shadow, you know, lurking there. And then others, man, we are so far removed from it, you know, it no longer has any form of an impact.
I ask that, Daryl, because I do know some people, or I know some people whose kids struggle with this, and they live on pins and needles, wondering every day if this is the day the kid is going to trip back, that it's that much of a hair trigger. It doesn't sound like it is that for you. I wonder to what you attribute that. Is it resolve or time has lapsed so you just no longer desire it?
I tell you something, John, you can't beat a made-up mind. You cannot beat a made-up mind. I made a decision that I wanted to be better. Now, that what you spoke about family members, you know, still having that, you know, pins and needles type situation, that's a real thing because when I first got sober, my family and friends still felt that way, you know, but I often speak about, you know, as you move forward, things heal, not because you're pushing or I'm saying that they're going to heal because, you know, when we're in adversity, John, you know, we make every promise, you know, every good, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And we're never able to adhere to it. But when you are consistent in your consistency, to be better.
Yeah.
And I don't even like to use the word normal, you know, just to be better and live a healthier existence. It starts showing up.
You said you cannot beat a made up mind. What was he saying?
You can't beat a made up mind.
Is that the kind of counseling that you give at the Kenneth Young Center?
Absolutely. Not just at Kenneth Young Center in life, because I want to be clear as well. I don't just deal with folks who, like me, at Kenneth Young. This is a way of life for me. I come across that. You'd be amazed at how this person over here will tell that person, and this person will contact me. And there's many other individuals just like me, you know, who live this type of life, who have been removed from that adversity again, and, you know, live a life of service to others and sharing that and being a influencer, if you will, of this is how it could be. That's why I also tell folks who I work with, you know, when they say, oh, I made a relapse, I relapsed, I slipped. No, you didn't. You made a decision. You made, whether it was just a trigger, whatever it was that got you there, you made the decision to do it. So, you know, these tools that we have to assist you in moving the needle in a healthier, more positive way of existing, where you're thriving in life and not just surviving, they're here. But one of the biggest things I've learned, John, because when I first got sober, I was in the 12-step program, and, you know, it's really about abstinence. There's no gray area. But I learned that, man, we don't get to gauge when an individual gets sober. What we get to do, hopefully, is meet that person where they're at and offer what service we can be to you.
Because your MO, and I think I know a little bit about this, we've talked before, is not, okay, stop using drugs or alcohol. Use fewer drugs. Use less alcohol.
Harm reduction is a real thing.
Wind it down so you can be functional. And maybe the end goal is sobriety.
But absolutely. There
functionality.
You go. There you go.
Functionality is game. Is yeah. Job one.
Yeah, because we have to understand. John,
that's so forgiving. I mean, to me, that sounds, I don't know. Go ahead.
Because we're not bad people, John. We're sick people.
No, I know that, but it doesn't sound. I'm sorry. It seems like we've had this conversation before, but that seems to be a cop-out. You know, you're either taking drugs or you're not taking drugs. You're either drinking to excess or you're not drinking to excess. Mm. And to ask somebody to just use a few drugs doesn't seem to be a solution. It seems to be a compromise.
You can look at it that way, but here's a piece of that. Harm reduction is anything that lessens the impact on an individual. So I'll give you some examples. I have folks that I work with who used to do heroin, and now they drink. Okay? Who used to do cocaine or heroin or alcohol, and now they smoke some marijuana. But they're in a better way of living.
Yeah.
But again, we have to understand about stigma. See, because when you place that stigma, there's this thing that you have to do it this way in order to be what is considered normal.
Yeah.
No. How about, again, just meeting that person where they're at? Now, check this piece out, John. We still have to put up for those individuals who support us, family and friends. It's imperative that they put up boundaries, that you just don't let us just, you know, run through and just do certain things, you know, that impact you, because we impact those who love us as well.
Sure.
They need help as
sure.
Well.
Yeah. You guys provide Narcan, fentanyl test strips.
Yeah. How's benzo test strips, fentanyl, xylazine, safe sex supplies, you know. Yes, we do it all.
How's business?
We're being of maximum service. I'm going to say that. When you ask how's business, yeah, we are really, folks are responding. I'll say that. Yes.
Well, I'm glad your service is there. Yeah. You paused because good business is bad, but
yes,
but no business isn't good because the problem is out there. I had a couple questions for you about artificial intelligence and just about some of the services that you guys provide. The Kenneth Young Center is the place. It's mental health services. It's for young people. It's also for old people. Mm-hmm. Our older folks, you talk about the services that older folks need. It's about living a healthy or a well life. Mm-hmm. And that's Daryl Pass. He is the senior manager of Recovery Support Services. KennethYoung.org is the website. Let's respond to that text message, Daryl. Somebody said, I'm in a bad way. What do I do?
First of all, it's awesome that he understands where he is and he's seeking help.
Yeah.
He can reach me either on the website or he can contact me directly on the recovery line, which is 224-229-7456.
We're visiting with Daryl Pass. He's a senior manager of recovery support services at the Kenneth Young Center, kennethyoung.org. There's an editorial in the Tribune today, and they asked, hypothetically, but they asked a chatbot, artificial intelligence, I run a restaurant. The restaurant critic is coming to my restaurant tonight, and I'm on edge. How about I take a little heroin just to get me over the hump here because I'm really anxious about this? And the bot said, go ahead and do it. That's probably going to unlock your creative juices, and you'll feel better about that. So go ahead and have some heroin. It's obviously a heroin user. It's, you know, this is all hypothetical, but that's what the bot said. And I wonder what you make about that editorial.
Well, the bot is just that, a bot. It's not a human body. So you're pouring that substance, which is physically addictive, and it could set off all sorts of other things within your chemistry. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah,
I would recommend maybe talking to some folks, really centering yourself, and seeing what's ahead of you.
You almost think you want to dispatch somebody. Like if that was a real person, they said, hey, the restaurant, I would want to get my car, drive there, and just shadow that person mm-hmm. for the day. Literally, physically keep them from using the drug. How many parents have thought about doing this for their kids?
Can't do that.
Why do you say that?
You couldn't literally physically keep me from doing it. We cannot physically stop someone from using if they want to use. Again, what you can do is make it known that you're here to help and support within certain boundaries. But this is an inside job, John.
Yeah, that's a good way.
People don't realize this. People, yeah. This is an inside job. You can't make us do anything. You know, you could listen, you know how many times I've had individuals who have sought my assistance and then just disappeared and come back months or a few years later because they remember the compassion that and the connection that was there. Hey, Daryl, I'm ready. Hey, Daryl, you know, and I'm trying to think, you know,
I know you?
Yeah. and that all of us can do that. But when you try to make someone do that, at least when you did it to me, I did just the opposite.
We're talking about recovery services. What else does the Kenneth Young Center do?
We have the Living Room, which is a 24-hour drop-in center in Mount Prospect. We have the crisis team. We have Meals on Wheels. We have senior services. We have the Memory Cafe. We have outpatient services. We have a pharmacy in our lobby. I mean, we wrap around the community with the services we have.
What population do you serve the most?
Man, it goes from youth to senior.
What would you say, though?
Again, that's a difficult question to answer because we have so many entities within Kenneth Young.
Yeah.
Like for the senior services, of course, they only serve as seniors. For me, like on my Smart Recovery group, I have two guys in their late 60s and one in their 70s. So, and the youngest I have is, 22 years old?
Do you segregate them, like the young people get together
and
talk?
No, not at all. My groups are, we're all together. All together.
How many clients does Kenneth Young have at any given time?
Oh, man, that's a tricky question because there's a lot of ebbs and flows with that. I can just tell you that our services are very robust. That I can tell you.
And how do people pay for them?
Well, we have insurance, private insurance, Medicaid, out-of-pocket. Some of the services, like on the end that I'm in, they're smart recovery groups and the recovery support tools that we have, there is no service. I mean, there is no charge for that.
You talk about the Smart Recovery Program, which is an acronym. SMART is Self-Management and Recovery Training.
Look at you. Look at you, John. Look at you.
Which I think is a really interesting concept.
Yes.
Self-management. That sounds like what you've been
Absolutely. preaching. Absolutely. And Smart Recovery deals with four pillars, which is behavior and thoughts, motivation, coping with urges, and living a balanced lifestyle.
Huh. So is it for any kind of addiction? People are addicted to food, sex, alcohol, tobacco.
Any type of addiction. Yeah. You could apply those tools. Absolutely.
Okay. What are the four pillars again?
behavior and thoughts, motivation, coping with urges, and living a balanced lifestyle.
And the SMART program teaches you, counsels you on that.
Absolutely, and we do that through the CBT model, REBT. We have the cost-benefit analysis. And I'm telling you, it's just it's a very, very impactful program.
Cost-benefit analysis, meaning I want to take this drug, I'll feel good now, the cost is going to be
down
the road.
There you go.
Does that work? I mean, anybody.
Absolutely.
But Daryl, anybody taking a drug knows that this is good now and bad later. I mean, what are you telling them they don't already know?
But when you look at the broad piece to that, John, you know, we're not going to capture everyone at that moment. But that piece right there within the SMART program works for so many.
Really?
And I hear it all the time. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. That trigger hit me, Daryl, but when I pulled out my work and looked at what it's going to cost me and what the benefit is, because you have people who are on a thin line with their wives and their husbands, with their children, with their jobs, you know? Some are able to make that decision, some are not.
630 texted in and said, Daryl is an inspiration, and it's not easy. Be it depression or substance, people who haven't gone through it can't understand it.
Absolutely.
People need to have empathy until you've walked in their shoes.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm glad you're on this earth, Daryl Pass.
Thank you.
You've suffered a lot. Your family has too, but maybe on the long run, boy, this is, I'll finish that thought and then I'm going to take it back, but maybe this is what you were meant to do all along.
You know, this may sound, some folks may not appreciate this, but this is me. As tough as it was, as much hurt as I caused, as much damage as I did, I wouldn't change it, man.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. And I'll say, even the people that, you know, my mother, my father's no longer here, but my mom, my siblings, my children, you know, the ex-wife, all of them, to have that back in my life tenfold, are you kidding me? Because this is who I am.
Because your children are back in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is who I am.
Daryl Pass is like that. He's the Senior Manager of Recovery Support Services at the Kenneth Young Center, kennethyoung.org. If you want to write that down, remember it, kennethyoung.org.
Yes, sir.
It's good to see a lot of you.
Yes.
The new trim. and happy anniversary on 13 years.
Thank you, John. Good to see you too, man.